You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. A group of neighbors in Traverse City have turned an annual holiday light display into the spot to feel some Christmas spirit. And they're collecting money for those in need. Interlochen Public Radio's Gretchen Carr tells the story.
It's a Saturday night in December. I'm standing at the end of the alley between 8th and 9th Streets in Traverse City's central neighborhood. The alley has been transformed into something out of a fairy tale. Thousands of brightly colored lights and lawn ornaments hang from roof gables and ropes. A set of chimes mounted on the side of a garage rings out traditional carols.
My name is Vince Cornelier, and what we've decided to do is to collect funds for the Salvation Army.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Because with the masks and everything, it's hard to, you know, come up on people when you're coming out of the store, so this just seemed like a good thing to try, and it seems to be working out.
Vince and his neighbors have been decorating their back alley for the past few years. Because so many people have visited the alley this year, he proposed that they collect money for charity.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
As cars drive through, Vince holds out his contraption to safely take donations.
Well, this took me about a year and a half to make this ergonomically accurate. And actually, it's the only use the ski pole has seen in about 10 years. So.
And can you describe what it is?
It's a ski pole with a basket on the end of it so people don't have to get out of their car to donate.
Lieutenant Matthew Winters of the Traverse City Salvation Army was very glad to hear about the neighbor's initiative.
We were so excited that the alley decided to approach us with the idea of raising funds and having a kettle out there. And last Saturday they pulled in $595, which is a substantial amount of money when you're looking at a 2.5 hour window. Basically, a 600 kettle is a good day. And so to raise that in 2.5 hours is amazing.
There's so much Christmas spirit here in the alley that the other night, a famous couple flew down to take a look.
Oh, how lovely. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We are visiting Traverse City for some very lucky and very good little children that we've come to see.
What do you think about this alley?
Well, that's the reason we came to this area specifically, because it lit up the sky and we thought we'd stop by and take a look.
Yes, and we're looking for our reindeer right now because it seems that Rudolph, he kind of flew off somewhere.
Steve Perkis is one of the neighbors who lives on the alley. He's the self-described instigator of this light display. Before you light up your neighborhood, Steve thinks you should know.
If somebody's doing this in their own block, you have to make sure that you know what you're doing with the power, because you can die with the power. The power is the top wires. The lower wires are cable and phone. As long as you are aware that you could die if you're not careful. That's public service announcement. That should be, because I'm sure City Light and Power would like me to say that, because I'm sure they don't want people just going up on a bucket and dying because they saw how high some of our stuff is.
The Christmas alley between 8th and 9th Streets in Traverse City's central neighborhood will be lit up until the new year. The neighbors will be taking donations for the Salvation Army through Christmas Eve. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Gretchen Carr.
Thank you so much. What do we got back here?